Good morning. A dry, cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations between 0 and 10 above, other places in the lower teens to start off. Skies were clear overnight, and that's going to lead us to some sunshine early this morning, with high pressure hanging on, keeping it dry through the morning drive across our area. An Alberta Clipper is diving through the Midwest and Great Lakes with a round of light snow. This system will make progress to the south and east and head toward the mid-Atlantic coast by this evening. On this track, we could expect clouds to increase and thicken during the morning hours, with some light snow breaking out across the Catskills, the Mid-Hudson Valley, and the I-90 corridor by early afternoon. Light snow will overspread most of the rest of the region during the afternoon, but take into the evening hours to get some light snow as far north and east as the Canadian border and northern parts of Vermont. So most locations will pick up a dusting up to an inch of snow for the ride home, as temperatures only slowly climb into the middle and upper 20s. As the Clipper passes through during the overnight period, we'll continue with more light snow. The steadiest snow will be over the higher terrain and portions of the Catskills, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, the Berkshires, and Green Mountains could pick up as much as 3 to 5 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. Most everyone else will have 1 to 3 inches of snow, with some of the hill towns picking up 2 to 4 inches by sunrise tomorrow. Through the day tomorrow, things will start to wind down. Light snow will taper off to flurries during the early morning hours, and maybe even some sprinkles or flurries during the afternoon as high temperatures reach into the mid-30s. As the storm system departs, even some breaks of sunshine before the day is through. Later on in the week, colder air will start to flow in. On Thursday, still the risk of a few snow showers becoming breezy, with temperatures topping out near 30, and then it's back into the 20s with dry weather on Friday and Saturday under a mix of sun and clouds. On Sunday, a disturbance squeezes off to our south and east. It could be close enough to bring some light snow. We'll track that by the end of the day, with high temperatures in the upper 20s, but it looks like we'll rebound back into the lower to mid-30s, with high pressure moving back in and drying us out on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moisture moving inland over parts of the northwest and upper-level energy will produce rain and high-elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest. Additionally, snow will develop over parts of the northern Rockies, which will expand into the central high plains through midweek. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where 8 to 12 inches of snow will fall, with localized amounts of up to 2 feet in the mountains. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 4 below zero, with a northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 13 degrees, the dew point 9, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with snow 1 to 2 inches by the end of the day in the mid-30s. Boston increasing clouds with light snow developing later in the afternoon near 30. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 24, that's 1 degree above normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snowflakes, just 2.9 inches for the month of January, though, which is 14.5 inches below normal, and 17.3 inches for the season, which is now 16.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 41 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 1,014, and for the season, 3,237, which is 574 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 57, set in 1913, and the record low, 26 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:07 p.m., 9 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with light snow developing late this afternoon and highs in the mid-20s. Light snow tonight with lows right around 20. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing and thickening clouds with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. More light snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with light snow developing this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s. More light snow tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. More light snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. More light snow tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any steady snow will be confined to the early morning hours, then a few rain and snow showers in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Thursday, a snow shower possible near 30. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Friday and Saturday, mid-20s. Chance of snow on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 20s, and back to the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.